WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has been asked to consider donating city-owned land to build a $3 million children's area south of Central Park.
Today's council workshop includes a presentation from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the Texas Department of Transportation for a privately funded area called Brazos Valley Safety City. A nonprofit's already been created to collect donations to build and operate a model city and classroom building to teach children safety principles. The proposed location's along the freeway south of Central Park. The collection of hands-on and interactive exhibits for kindergarten through fifth grade students is to reduce injuries and deaths in their homes and on the streets. Background information given to the council, which is online at WTAW.com, does not have a timeline to build and open the area, which is patterned after the Frisco safety town north of Dallas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council will wait for the state legislature before taking action on new regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber. That decision was made after hearing from Uber general manager Sifraz Meridia, and who says that Bryan would be the only city in the country requiring signage for their vehicles.
Many of our driver partners have been harassed and intimidated by taxi drivers, and we think this could potentially contribute to that issue. Just last month, we had to speak with the police chief in College Station to make this issue known, and we're hopeful that this particular issue doesn't contribute further to that problem.
Uber also has a problem with Bryan's method of screening drivers and the city's insurance requirements. Blinn College trustees held a special meeting this week that led to a vote opposing two bills in the state legislature that would reduce their service area.
They did that to reaffirm our commitment to serving the Hempstead, Royal, and Waller ISDs and maintain the integrity of our current service area.
Spokesman Richard Bray says both bills would transfer control to the Houston-based Lone Star College system. House Bill 2361 involves Waller County, while House Bill 2231 would affect the Waller School District, which extends into Harris County. Blinn trustees did not take up a bill recently filed by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan. House Bill 1903 would distribute state funds, tuition, and fees based on the number of hours taken at each Blinn campus. Criminal charges have been filed in the disappearance of more than $20,000 from the local Habitat for Humanity 6 years ago. A private accountant hired by Habitat, 42-year-old Michael Lichtig, was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury for failing to make cash deposits of up to $100,000 between February and July 2009. The exact amount has not been disclosed. Lichtig, who lives in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine, is out of jail after posting bond. A Habitat employee notified Bryan police 5 years ago yesterday about financial discrepancies. Do you create a checklist to prepare for vacation? Don't forget about your pet this spring break.
Whether you're taking your animal or not with you, we have had instances in the past where dogs have been with us, or cats for that matter, a significant amount of time because the responsible party, while the owner was out of town, didn't come look for the pet.
Leah White of the Aggieland Humane Society reminds owners to get your pets microchipped and make sure they wear their Brazos County tag, which extends the animal's stay from 3 to 10 days if brought to the shelter. White says this way the shelter can contact someone if you're unreachable on vacation. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 54 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Look, our chili cook-off shirts are here.
Oh man, those came out great.
Oh wow, those look awesome. Where'd y'all get them? We still need to order our team shirts.
At Screened Images. And they don't just do t-shirts, they do banners, aprons, koozies, and caps. And at Screened Images, they have special chili cook-off pricing with the lowest minimums and the fastest turnarounds in town. And don't worry, they do have rush services.
Screened Images. You think it, we print it. In the Tejas Shopping Center in Bryan, next to Gold's Gym.
Support the youth of Brazos County during the 59th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 24th through the 28th at the Brazos County Expo Center. See exhibits in raising, preparation, and livestock and consumer science entries. View their agriculture mechanics division. Don't forget the commercial steer auction, March 24th at noon at the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission, and the premium auction, March 28th at 6 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center. Special thanks to the 2015 Livestock Show sponsors, Texas Farm Bureau, American Momentum Bank, and BTU. For more info and daily show schedule, log on to BCYLA.
Well, let's do some weather, shall we? It's 6:11, and the weather's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Lots of cloudiness today. Scattered showers. There may be a rumble or two of thunder. Temperatures 60 to 65. Showers will taper off tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50. Now, during the day tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures tomorrow are going to work their way up to about 70. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will drop down to about 50 degrees. Saturday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures are going to be near 70 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports. We'll have to do part of the Aggie report this morning for you from the crime blotter. A&M baseball stays perfect, but it took a few extra innings to do it. And the A&M basketball team cranking up for the SEC tournament, which will be carried right here on WTAW. We'll have more on that coming up in sports at 6:50.
So is your typical Saturday night in Milton, Georgia. Well, not really, but you know how those people in Milton can be. Anyway, police are called to some suspicious activity. Guy says his dog is barking at two strangers out there. Got their vehicles parked near his house. He spots the intruders, warned him he's got a shotgun. Noticed him loading a large object into the back of one of the cars. As it turns out, the large object was his neighbor's goat.
Goat thieving son of a gun.
One teen reportedly told police that they got the goat.
He got his goat.
Yeah. Yeah. So he could ask a girl that he liked to the prom by saying, "Will you goat with me to the prom?" It's a long way to go for a pun.
I know. I'm just saying it just happened. We don't know what the answer was.
We got a lot of info.
Because I'm thinking there's no better way to get that date than to sidle up next to that young lady smelling like a goat.
Unless he was also making dinner plans, in which case she should have said yes.
Yeah, in Milton, they can't even say Cabrito. I'm just saying. Man, no idea. We can eat that thing right there.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 12th of March, day 71. 294 to go. It's Girl Scout Day. This is their birthday. It's World Kidney Day. Everybody ought to have one anyhow. Alfred Hitchcock Day.
Okay.
Plant a Flower Day. Popcorn Lovers Day. We have a phone call. These are sometimes tenuous. Let's see. Hello.
Hey, her answer to his prom question was...
Thank you, sir.
It's all about timing, really.
I had it right there. Answer was pretty cute, though. not bad.
Maybe.
I don't know if that gentleman has a mate, but, you know, what if he is he standing in the hallway going, nah, and she goes, huh? You're doing what? Calling the radio station so I can say, nah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I do. I thank you for that. I thought it was outstanding. But once again, I do enjoy lowbrow humor. All right, let's do birthdays.
All righty, Rooney. Jamie Alexander is 31. He was Sif from the Thor movies.
Oh, well, of course.
Ava Herzigova is 42. She was a supermodel. Aaron Eckhart is 47.
Yeah.
Played in the Dark Knight movies, and he was the president in Olympus Has Fallen. Mm. Daryl Strawberry. Good baseball player and problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then some 53 years old. Courtney B. Vance is 55. Law and Order Criminal Intent and has degrees from Harvard and Yale.
Well, there you are. Wonder who he roots for during the big game. All right.
There you go. The only Jackson brother who has not gotten a divorce. Marlon Jackson is 58.
All right.
James Taylor, who likes to sing to the French, is 67.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is 68.
Has better hair.
Yeah. Liza Minnelli is 69.
Liza Minnelli, you know, I pushed her once.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you shove Liza?
Because she cut in front of me.
Just because she's Liza Minnelli doesn't mean she can do that.
So she deserved it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
What in what line did you show Liza?
We were going into a play on Broadway, and she, you know, cut in front of me.
She cutsies?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway.
Al Jarreau, 75 years old. And finally,
yeah,
a heartthrob for me as a young man,
yeah,
Barbara Feldon.
Yeah, get this. Go ahead.
Agent 99 is 82. One.
82, wow. Anyway.
She was so purdy.
Got Jake Tapper. He's a guy on CNN. Johnny Rutherford won the Indy 500 three times when it meant something, 77. And John Provost. You know, Timmy, he always got caught in the well.
Now, stay away from the well.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity update.
All right, so the latest revelation of Hillary Clinton's private email account and server, well, may be enough for Democrats to really start searching for other Democratic presidential candidates. It's that severe. Now, the issue over the emails is indicative of so much about the Clintons that people do not like. What is it? Their manipulative nature, the feeling that they believe that they are above the law, a desperate attempt to maintain power, whatever the cost may be. And that's not all. We recently learned the Clinton Foundation accepting donations, millions of dollars from foreign governments, while Hillary was Secretary of State. We also learned that from the minute Benghazi started, Hillary and the State Department knew it was a terrorist attack. And by the way, we can't forget Bill's friend, Jeffrey Epstein, convicted pedophile, Orgy Island. Looks like Hillary's nomination is not that secure now, does it?
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, save up to 25% off top-selling window treatments all month long at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com has got you and your windows covered this March. Shopping with Blinds.com is nearly a risk-free experience thanks to their incredible sure-fit guarantee. Now, make a mistake measuring, Blinds.com will remake your window treatment for free and send it right to your home. You get everything you need to create a designer look by yourself. Free color samples, shipping, expert advice, and prices that crush prices you'll find in stores. It's Blinds.com, Blinds.com.
Deer season is your season to save with 0% financing for 60 months or big cash off on select new John Deere tractors. From our one family to our 155 horsepower 6 series. Come and lock in your Deere season savings today. Offer ends April 30, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. DirecTV is facing federal charges that accuse the satellite TV provider of misleading consumers in its advertising about how much its service really costs. The Federal Trade Commission says in its lawsuit that DTV has omitted key details or obscured them since 2007. For example, DirecTV's promotion of discounted 12-month programming packages didn't clearly disclose that those who signed up would be committed for 2 years or that the cost would rise $45 a month in year two. United Technologies may spin off its Sikorsky helicopter unit. The industrial conglomerate may discuss steps toward a possible spin-off of the business today at its investor and analyst meeting. Sikorsky had $7.5 billion of sales last year. Alibaba is investing in Snapchat in a deal that values the message company at $15 billion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed modestly lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials lost 27. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. office, or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. For years now, scientists have said that they're in agreement that the five-second rule is a myth. If you drop your food on the floor, it gets contaminated. Period. End of story. Thank you for playing. Have a nice day. Well, maybe not so much, because like with all studies that are that definite, this one has a maybe, or at least a new maybe. They're wrong, in other words. The next time you drop that McNugget on the floor, you can go ahead and pop it in your mouth. You'll be fine. Probably. A new study at Aston University in Birmingham, England, found that it does make a difference in bacteria transferring from the floor to the food in terms of time. As long as you get it off the floor in roughly 5 or 6 seconds, it'll probably be okay. Researchers also found that carpet transfers the least bacteria to your food, which kind of surprised me. Laminated and tile surfaces transfer the most. And wet foods like ice cream, you know, you drop a pickle or something like that, they pick up more bacteria than dry foods. No surprise there. The kicker on this whole thing is 87% of people say they would eat food they dropped on the floor if they picked it up quickly. This is the surprising part, however. Women are almost twice as likely to pick something up off the floor and eat it as are men. I would have lost copious amounts of money on that. And yet they're said to be the fairer sex. That's my commentary, and it's brought to you by Gun Corps. Check them out online. It's gun-corps.com, or go see them in person. They are a wealth of knowledge, and they are more than happy and sit down and talk to you about any firearms questions that you may have. They're in a new location on Texas Avenue at College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
I think it's safe to say that your business is probably using the Internet more than it did maybe 6 months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. The bottom line is that you need an internet with the speeds that mean tomorrow is already taken care of. Well, Suddenlink's minimum speed is now 16 times faster than that 3 meg DSL that you'll get. The minimum speed available now for internet with Suddenlink Business is 50 meg. So you get the fastest business internet in Bryan College Station. Fastest internet speeds mean you can take your business to a new level of productivity. That complete downloads can be done in seconds rather than minutes. You can quickly back up your files to the cloud so that you can protect the data that's important to you. And you save even more when you bundle your internet with phone and video and other advanced Suddenlink services that are available for you. If you want the whole story on what Suddenlink Business can do for you, call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, and he'll provide you with a business solution just right for you. If you're not a Suddenlink customer, you are missing out because the phone company and DSL cannot make it work for you. Go to suddenlinkbusiness.com also to get more information. Suddenlink Business.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
So you're calling about our sales event?
Exactly. I want to let my readers know that they can get a great deal on a new Toyota.
That's right. We have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
I'm also going to mention that Toyota's got a lineup of fuel-efficient cars that'll stretch their dollar.
True. Like the Corolla and fuel-sipping Prius.
Now I just need a catchy name.
How about the guru of greenbacks, the maven of moolah, the connoisseur of coin. Wait, the Duke of Wellington.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go with my first idea.
What's that?
Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Right now, during the One for Everyone sales event, lease a new 2015 RAV4 LE for $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/31/15.
Good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, north winds got a 50-50 chance of showers today, but the temps are going to be much, much better. Winds are still out of the north today at 5 to 15. High temperature about 65 or so. And then tonight, down around 50. Then good string of weather. Nice. 68 or 69 for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and actually Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday. Yeah, so pretty good run. And no mention of rain as it stands right now in the forecast after we get through tonight. Currently, the winds are out of the north at 8, 90% relative humidity, and we've got overcast skies and 54 degrees out
there. The 15th annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 23rd, with a 9 a.m. shotgun start at Briarcrest Country Club. Players are needed. Sponsors are welcome. There's many levels of sponsorship for any business or any person who wants to help Twin City Mission help the Brazos Valley. To sign up your team or for more sponsor information, call Ron Crozier at 229-2020. The 15th annual Twin City Mission Golf Classics on Monday, March 23rd. Sign up your team or become a sponsor today.
Those people who always seem to be angry usually have something very interesting in common. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's. Know what I see when I look inside a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed? I see almost 150 years of grass seed knowledge and experience. I see the finest seed you can buy. I see you and your wee ones frolicking in a lush green grassy-topia. And because Scott's backs their seed with a no-quibble guarantee, you'll see results or your money back. So what are you waiting for? Put down some Scott's Turf Builder grass seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. Do you know people who always seem to be angry about something?
One of the things that tends to be behind the scenes with individuals who have chronic, easy anger is a yearning to feel significant.
Dr. Les Carter, author of the book, The Anger Trap.
And the more that yearning is powerful on the inside of the personality, the more these individuals feel insulted when even the slightest message comes toward them from someone else that says, you're not significant. Somebody cuts in front of you, and obviously they don't care about you. Well, a confident and significant feeling person thinks, well, you know, let them go. A very insecure person that's just dying to feel significant thinks, why do people have to treat me this way? I can't stand it. And what we have to do is we have to take our focus off of the external features there and recognize, you know, whether other individuals treat me significantly or not, the fact is I have innate value.
And Dr. Carter has another way to help control your anger.
What I encourage people to do is to be willing to let go of the illusion that you can and should control people and circumstances. So much of the misappropriated anger has to do with a wish to be in control, when in fact we're not going to be able to be in control. It's just not going to happen.
You can link to Dr. Carter's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On March 10, 2010, Bryan Police received a report from a Habitat for Humanity employee about financial discrepancies. That's led to an indictment by a Brazos County grand jury against an accountant hired by Habitat. 42-year-old Michael Lichtig, who now lives in the Dallas suburb of Grapevine, is charged with keeping up to $100,000 that was supposed to have been deposited in the local Habitat bank account. While the indictment states at least $20,000 was taken between February and July of 2009, the exact amount was not revealed by investigators or the district attorney's office. Lichtig is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $16,000. More development may be coming south of College Station Central Park.
Last year, several service organizations received the green light from the city council to start fundraising for the Fun for All playground inside the park, serving those with special needs. Now, the council's been asked to donate city-owned land south of the park along the freeway for construction of Brazos Valley Safety City. The $3 million concept from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and the Texas Department of Transportation is described as a kid-sized mini-town set in a safe and interactive environment dedicated to providing exemplary safety education to children. This would serve kindergarten through fifth grade students living in Brazos and the remaining nine counties in the TxDOT Bryan District. Safety City includes a classroom building and 5/8 scale replicas of local buildings, roads with realistic pavement markings, traffic signals, and street signs. Another feature is a child-sized bedroom with a non-toxic smoke machine where children learn how to escape a fire. Children would also ride bicycles and battery-operated vehicles to learn pedestrian and motor vehicle safety. Online at WTAW.com, you can check out the background information for today's council workshop, including architectural drawings in the multi-story buildings. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
New regulations for Uber and other ride-sharing companies in Bryan are on hold until the state legislature takes action. Before the city council tabled action at this week's meeting, they heard from Uber's general manager that includes the Twin Cities. Among points of contention, according to Safraz Meridia, is the city's background check.
We're unable to provide the exact results of background checks to the city and names of drivers, as it creates privacy concerns. You cannot become an active driver partner on with Uber unless you've passed a very rigorous background check. That's a nationally accredited third-party background check.
Bryan is also proposing signage for ride-sharing companies.
There's no city in the United States in which we operate or in which an ordinance has passed where exterior trade dress was required. One of the reasons is that it actually encourages street hails. If somebody sees a car going by that has an Uber magnet on it, they're more likely to try to wave that car down. And our understanding is that that's not the goal of this ordinance.
Meridia also wanted Bryan's insurance requirements to duplicate other cities in South and East Texas. Some of the offices at Blinn College's Bryan campus have made the move to new quarters at the Tejas Center.
We have added admissions and records, enrollment services, financial aid, and veteran services, and those will all resume business today.
Spokesman Richard Bray says that after spring break, academic advising and testing will relocate. That will free up space at 29th and Villa Maria to begin a major on-campus makeover. The $10 million project is to accommodate continuing student enrollment during the next 2 to 4 years as Blinn develops its new campus in West Bryan. Two employees of the College Station Walmart store are accused of taking old receipts left behind by customers and turning them into cash. There's been one arrest. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old Voilanda Owens admitted to the theft. Walmart officials who were working on another case spotted video showing 20 fraudulent returns last December and January, totaling more than $1,100. Police are looking for the second suspect. A West Bryan convenience store was hit by an armed robber before sunrise yesterday morning. Police report the employee at the Tigerland Shell at FM 2818 and Leonard Road was not hurt. The suspect ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. His description is online at WTAW.com. Spring break is next week, and some of you may be traveling without your pets. Leah White with Aggieland Humane Society says all pets are required to have a Brazos County tag, and she explains during her visit with WTAW's The Infomaniacs why that could save your pet from landing a new home.
One of the benefits of that tag is your stray hold goes from 3 days to 10 days.
Okay.
And that really benefits folks that are going out of town. Usually, after a day or so of you not being there, your dog's kind of getting a little concerned on what's happening, escapes Wednesday or so, you come back on Sunday. Depending on how your dog came in, I mean, it is realistic that the dog with no ID could have come in, gone through its stray hold, and adopted back out.
White says you should also put someone else's contact information on your microchip or county tag registration in case you're unreachable during your travels. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass, those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Some decent moisture rolling in off the Gulf of Mexico this morning. That should lead to scattered showers. It'll be breezy. Highs today 60 to 65. May even hear some rumbles of thunder today. Showers will taper off tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50 or so. For tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of sun and clouds developing. Temperatures are going to have the tendency to end up probably around 70 tomorrow. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy 50, sun and clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A lot of heroes today up and down the lineup, a lot of heroes defensively and obviously on the mound too.
A&M needed heroes last night as you had a little extra baseball if you were at Olsen, and it took them 11, but A&M is now 19-0. We'll have more on A&M baseball. A&M basketball gearing up for the SEC tournament, which takes place later on today right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and a little trouble with A&M football. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Well, actually, just a player, not the operation.
Well, very true. That's true. I was being a little vague.
Dang, had you let me know, I would have cranked out my Laura Branigan. Isn't that who did I Need a Hero? Could have run that in the
Was it?
I don't know.
Oh, now I got to find out. Dadgummit, Scott.
I don't care.
Yeah. You don't. I've got to find out.
So, the White House insists that the president is still committed to what he calls common sense gun regulations, even though
Bonnie Tyler.
Okay, that's good enough. ATF backed off a proposal to ban a very popular type of armor-piercing ammunition. We didn't have time to get to that story yesterday, but they'd said ATF had said on Tuesday that it was delaying a plan that would ban the M855 green-tip bullets, which are used in AR-15 rifles. They got thousands of emails on this thing. So White House spokesperson Josh Earnest, for his part, told reporters the president's commitment to putting in place common sense rules that will protect Second Amendment rights. So what, you ban? I don't understand how banning ammunition does anything to increase your Second Amendment rights, but nonetheless.
Well, it doesn't.
No.
It's the end around.
But also prevent those who shouldn't have firearms from getting them is as strong as ever. I think the president's own personal conviction on that matter has been pretty evident to all those who have watched his public comments.
So is he going to use his pen and phone again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, I mean, yeah, that's the whole idea. No, we're not going to ban guns. You just won't be able to get bullets.
So you have to go, I have a gub, bang, bang.
But don't do that by a school or you'll get expelled.
Yeah. It's amazing. I like to watch this British police show that was popular years ago. Well, you know, they don't have guns. It's somehow the police detective comes in and wrestles the guy away from the person who he's about to shoot. It yes. takes the gub away from him. It's a really enjoyable show until you get to that point. Then you go, really? I mean, really?
It could happen.
Yeah, I guess.
Stop or I'll shout, start up again.
Yeah, that's right. As opposed to Justified, where he just blows them away. Yeah. You know? A little more real to life. Anyway. Well, shall we go right to the drunk Secret Service agent story? Two Secret Service senior Secret Service agents, one of whom a top member of the president's protective detail, reportedly drove a government car into White House security barricades after allegedly drinking at an all-night party last week. The Washington Post, citing a current and former government official familiar with the incident, reported yesterday afternoon that the officers on duty who witnessed the incident, which took place on March the 4th, wanted to arrest the agents and conduct sobriety tests. But the officers were ordered by the supervisor on duty that night to let the agents go home. Wow. Witnesses reported that the car's overhead flashing lights had been activated and that both agents were showing their badges to get through a security section of the grounds that had been closed off due to the investigation of a suspicious package. Again, according to people familiar with the incident. The vehicle ran through the security tape before hitting the barricades, which an agency official said had been set up temporarily during the investigation. Oh, they identified him. My goodness. Well, one of them is second in command in Obama's detail. We don't know them, so their name doesn't matter. But one more little black eye for the Secret Service when it comes to that.
Be interesting to see how their brand new director handles this one.
Yeah, really. Here you
Hi,
go.
Welcome to your new job.
Here's your hot potato. Yeah. President will be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Care. Hillary Clinton ramping up her criticism of Republicans who sent out that letter to Iran. And that's why she had to get her email kerfuffle out of the way so that she could then start making statements. So this is her first one. She threatened to toss aside any, the letter threatening to toss aside any agreement made with Tehran. On Twitter, she said, GOP letter to Iranian clerics undermines American leadership. No one considering running for commander-in-chief should be signing on. Well, one of the people who signed on was Bobby Jindal, and he kind of shot back on Twitter, no one who allows Iran to become a nuclear power should consider running. Dot, dot, dot.
I think Rand Paul signed it, too.
Did he? Yeah, right back at you, Hilster. Right back at you. And let's see, John Kerry yesterday going after the letter, you know, they wrote some words for him to say during a Senate Foreign Relations hearing. He said, no one is questioning anybody's right to dissent, but to write to the leaders in the middle of a negotiation, particularly the leaders they have criticized others for even engaging with, is quite stunning. Quite stunning.
They could really up the ante and send them a civics course book.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah. Well, but again, this isn't a treaty, right? This is going to be like some sort of an agreement. So Congress doesn't.
Or as John Bolton says, surrender.
Yeah, that too. Well, if you wondered if Michelle Bachmann's political career is over, this might be an answer. She'll do a cameo in Sharknado 3.
Oh, no.
All right. Don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
She wasn't even on my radar. So
yeah. Well, that's well, yeah, she kind of fell off everybody's radar, I think, after the last run. So, you know, after 27 years as governor of Texas, Rick Perry, no longer our governor, but apparently the bills for his traveling around the country as he's run for president continue to roll in. We found out that the state had to pay about $1 million a year on average to transport, feed, and house his security detail from the time that Mr. Perry began running for the GOP presidential nomination in 2011 till he left office earlier this year. The food bill alone for that period, $600,000.
Whew!
Yeah. So he can go around and make speeches in New Hampshire, which helps us how?
That's a lot of good eating.
A Republican state legislator, one Kyle Larson of San Antonio,
wants to ensure this doesn't happen again. He argued in a state House committee for legislation that would require elected officials to reimburse the Treasury for any out-of-state travel costs that aren't related to official state business. Yeah, including those stemming from security. Because we did. We made a big deal about that. Because DPS was having to protect him when he was out of town. He noted that former Governor George W. Bush, whose state security spending hit about $4 million while he was running for president in 1999 and 2000, along with Democrat predecessor Ann Richards, both spent a lot of time outside of Texas attending events that were not always official state business. So stop it. We'll see. Incomplete quarterly spending reports from the Texas Department of Public Safety show the direct cost of deploying security for Perry from 2011 until late last year was $3.4 million. Let's remember, he took trips to Europe, the Caribbean, and Asia. Again, how's that helping Texas? Just saying. They, in fact, if you want to go to the Texas Tribune, they break down some of them. The trip to Tel Aviv cost $13,000. That's the one that John Sharp went on. They had a trip to Lake Como in Italy. I guess he went over to see, what's his name, the actor. Anyway, that
Well, he had to because Lake Travis is so far down, there's not a lake in Austin
that's
anymore.
That's right. Cost $70,000. But again, how's that helping Texas? So we'll see what happens. We talked with Bill Flores today. We also talked to John Rainey today. Flores at 7:30 and then Rainey at a little bit after 8.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 14th, it's pecan and fruit tree spray programs. Come learn how to get more production from your fruit and nut trees this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Late March and April spell the return of prime planting time for warm season turf grasses in Texas, first in South Texas, then farther north as it warms up. While some people have been sodding successfully already this spring, you don't get really good growth and reestablishment until the soil begins to warm up significantly. Most turf authorities will suggest late March in South Texas, mid-April, as the best time in central to north central Texas, and then mid to late April in north Texas, the panhandle. That being the case, and in the event that you're trying to start part or all of a new lawn, let's list some of the details of how to do it right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're thinking about planting new turf grass this year, start by killing all undesirable vegetation. This is the best time to get rid of Dallas grass, nutsedge, tenacious broadleafed weeds, and other invaders. You need to do that a couple of weeks before you start planting. You probably want to give the weeds just a few more weeks to establish themselves so you have a lot of leaf area to make contact with your spray. Have your weeds identified accurately by a local nurseryman and buy the appropriate herbicide. People make a lot of mistakes on weed killers. Most will need 10 to 15 days to kill out the weeds. Don't mow for a few days before or after you apply weed killers, and don't rototill until they're completely dead. Good soil preparation is the key to getting any new lawn going. Rototill to a depth of 4 to 6 inches. Rear tine tillers work best. That's because they break the soil into finer particles. While we don't have to add organic matter to get our grasses established, it certainly can't hurt if you choose to. But I don't necessarily recommend it. You want to rake the tilled soil to a smooth grade that drains away from your house. Using the back of a garden rake usually is the easiest way to do that. Turn it upside down. In the process, you'll also want to remove rocks and roots and building debris. You'll actually do the same degree of soil preparation no matter how you intend to start your new grass, be it from seed or sod or plugs or by hydromulching. The groundwork is the same in each instance, and at that point you'll be ready to choose your grass and start planting. Common Bermuda grass is most commonly planted from seed sown at the rate of 2 to 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It can also be plugged, solid sodded, or hydromulched. The seed is very tiny. The various hybrid dwarf Bermudas don't come true from seed, so they must be planted vegetatively. That's either from sod or from plugs, or by hydromulching. St. Augustine is planted from sod or plugs, as are the zoysias. Now, buffalo grass can be seeded, but you want to get Prairie or 609 if you're just determined to grow buffalo grass. Problem is that Bermuda grass will invade it. It's not a good idea in most cases. And then fescue is seeded in early fall. Neil Sperry, Great Potting Soils, in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Unfortunately, we have to start the Aggie spring practice report with something off the crime blotter. Here's Zach Taylor with the details.
Sophomore wide receiver Frankie Iheanacho has been charged with shoplifting and providing false identification following an incident on February 26th at O'Brien Walmart. According to police, Iheanacho was caught shoplifting a $15 bottle of lotion and told authorities his name was Davis Iheanacho, his brother. Iheanacho, who appeared in 7 games for the Aggies in 2014, has been suspended for the remainder of spring practice.
Thank you, Zach. We'll hop over to the diamond, where the 7th-ranked Texas A&M baseball team remained perfect on the season at 18-0, bumping off Texas Pan-Am 4-3. The Aggies needed an 8th-inning rally and subsequent extra innings to keep their season-opening win streak alive. When the dust had settled, it took the Aggies 11 innings to get the win. A&M skipper Rob Childress said it took a lot of stars to pull off a come-from-behind win like that.
A lot of heroes today up and down the lineup, a lot of heroes defensively and obviously on the mound, too. We had some guys go out in some big spots and, you know, find a way. I couldn't be more proud of our guys. It would have been easy to say today's just not our day. Bounce is going against us and, you know, them getting a couple of timely hits. And, you know, I knew we weren't going to go quietly. I knew we'd make a run at them and had enough courage to do it in the 8th inning. And, you know, our bullpen made it stand up and gave us a shot there in 11.
Texas A&M returns to action tomorrow as the Aggies open SEC play at 6:35 against the Auburn Tigers at Olsen Field. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The 5th-seeded Texas A&M basketball team opens play in the SEC tournament today at approximately 2:30 as the Aggies face number 13, Auburn. Aggies coach Billy Kennedy said the team looks at the SEC tournament as a fresh start.
We've been talking about that from the beginning of the season, that we divide our season into 3 seasons, and this is totally new. We said that again when we walked in this gym, look around, enjoy it. You know, we wanted to be more than one game. It's a new season. But you got to win the first one. So we talk about that quite a bit.
The Aggies will face the Tigers because they defeated Mississippi State 74-68 yesterday during the tournament's opening round to earn a second-round matchup against the Aggs, which received an opening round bye. During the regular season, the Aggies defeated Auburn twice. The number 19 Texas A&M softball team won their 20th game of the season, taking down Sam Houston State 9-1 in 5 innings. Junior Katie Marks pitched her 6th complete game of the season and allowed just 2 hits, fanning 4 batters in her 6th win. Freshman Tori Vidalis paced the Aggies with 3 hits and 3 at-bats, scoring twice and notching 2 RBIs. The ladies will travel to Starksville, Mississippi to take on Mississippi State in a 3-game series starting tomorrow. More free agency news coming out of the NFL. Andre Johnson says he just wants to play for a championship.
I need to come in and feel my way out and learn how to fit in this offense. I'm very excited to, you know, be able to play with T.Y. Hilton. Also, you know, a very explosive guy, I love watching play. So, I'm very excited about the opportunity.
So 2 days after the Texans released the longtime star, the 33-year-old receiver signed a 3-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts, in one of the most prized signings in the NFL free agency period. The biggest, however, was Ndamukong Suh, who signed on the dotted line yesterday. Miami signed the all-pro defensive tackle and top prize in this year's free agent season at $114 million in 6 years.
For me right now is embarking on a new career and a new place here in Miami with the Dolphins, and I'm absolutely excited about it.
Suh becomes the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history, surpassing J.J. Watt's $100 million 6-year contract with Houston. In the NBA last night, LaMarcus Aldridge had 26 points and 14 rebounds, and the Portland Trail Blazers held off the Houston Rockets 105-100. In Big 12 tournament action, Cameron Ridley had 14 points and 8 rebounds, and Texas helped its NCAA tournament hopes with a 65-53 win over Texas Tech last night in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. UT coach Rick Barnes said that everyone has a shot at making the dance when you play in the tournaments.
As far as postseason, you think about it, we go to Kansas City, and every team in our league right now has a chance to play their way in with an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
And finally, on the PGA Tour, the Valspar Championship starts today in Innsbruck, long regarded as one of the best tournament courses in the Sunshine State. It has drawn a strong field with Henrik Stenson. He's playing for the first time, as well as Adam Scott, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, and Jim Furyk. That gives the Valspar Championship 5 players from the top 10 in the world rankings. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business, 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
If you're planning ahead, Mother's Day will be here before you know it. It's about, 6-7 weeks away, but that gives you plenty of time to go to David Gardner's. Let them create a piece of jewelry for you because they can do it in that time. You can see the drawing bench right there, the workbench. They do the foundry in the back where they have the metal thrown so that that portion of the jewelry is done. And then, of course, bring it up front and finish it off at the jeweler's table right there in the front as you see those workbenches. They're available for you. Now, could well be that there's already something in the display case from David Gardner's that'll be just right for Mother's Day, or again, that special occasion. But if this is the first year for that new mom, hey, that's kind of a neat remembrance. From David Gardner's. David's been doing that kind of work for 35 years. Remember, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well, and they do authorized Rolex service. That might be kind of a nice gift for her as well. But no matter what the situation, what the remembrance is, what the budget is, David Gardner's will find a solution for you, so stop in and see him. David Gardner's, located at 911 University Drive.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Well, we got a 50-50 chance of shower today with a high of 62, about 50 tonight with a lingering 20% chance of showers. And after that, nice weather, right around 70 or better all the way through Tuesday of next week. It's 54 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.